Korean students set to take the college entrance exam later this year took a mock test last week. These mock tests are just like the real thing, and they require the test takers to confirm their handwriting by writing out a designated sentence at the end of the exam. And the sentence for the latest mock test was this. 젊은이여, 그 길은 너의 것이다. Young people, that path is yours. Now, for the test takers, response to this sentence varied. Some said that they didn't think twice about it and just wrote it down as they were told. But there were also some who said that reading the sentence made them choke up a little because it felt so encouraging and empowering. And one test taker reportedly wrote underneath the sentence, recalculating route. This student may not have done so well on the test, I'm guessing. But young people, that path is yours. What a beautiful sentence. How would you respond to this sentence today? I'm Lena Park, and this is One Fine Day. Welcome to One Fine Day with Lena Park. We started today's show with the day version of Woohyo's song, Cheongchun, or Youth. So this is a new thing that I've heard of. We didn't do this in the States when I was growing up, and apparently it's a fairly recent kind of change. Handwriting confirmation sentences added to the college entrance exam tests. This is to make sure that there is no fishy business, especially with the long answer portions of the exam. And apparently they go through a lot of trouble to choose a sentence that can not only be used to discern an individual's handwriting techniques, but also it can be just encouraging, maybe hope-giving to the test takers in terms of content. For example, last year's CSAT, the sentence was 그대만큼 사랑스러운 사람은 본 일이 없다, which translates to, I've never seen someone as lovely as you are. It's actually taken from a poem by poet Kim Nam-jo. Now, this really does sound like a rather touching and mellowing sentence to read at the end of such a grueling exam. And we all know how moving it can be to come across a sentence as just so perfect for our own situation and our own sentiments at the time, almost feeling like fate, maybe. Just like, I don't know, coming across a song that's perfect for the time as well. I wonder how many of you would be able to feel that special feeling today. If you do hear a song that just feels like destiny on today's show, let us know and share about it. Today's show may be pre-recorded, but we would still love to know and hear from you all the same. And of course, feel free to share your sayonder, stories and anecdotes about anything and everything. Was the handwriting confirmation sentence a thing when you took the CSAT? So far, the consensus is no, but, you know, maybe our longer listeners have their own personal experiences or sentences that they can share. Or, if you're not from Korea, are there any similar customs where you are? Tell us all about it. Nothing is too trivial. Anything goes. You can use the chat board on Kong, right on the various message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or leave a comment on our posts on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day and Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. If you have a Korean phone number, feel free to text us at sharp 8150. A regular SMS text will cost 50 won, and a long text or an MMS message will cost 100 won per text. In part two of the show, singer-songwriter Cho Hyung-woo will join me for our Friday segment, WOW, also known as Word of the Week. Stick around to find out what fun keyword Hyung-woo and I will discuss today. All right, now that all the business is out of the way, let's move on to our next song. Here's Oh My Girl with 비밀정원, Secret Garden. We just heard Oh My Girl with 비밀정원, or Secret Garden. Now, staying with the theme of youth, the next song I have for you is 없는 게 메리트, None the Better, or Courage is the English title, and it is by 옥상 달빛, or 옥달. Now, the official English title is a little enigmatic, but the Korean title, 없는 게 메리트, roughly translates to not having, is a merit. And in this somewhat cynical but mostly positive song, the young protagonist says that she has nothing but youth and courage, and because she has nothing to lose. Something that all people maybe should remember, especially young people. After that, we will listen to 꿈과 책과 힘과 벽, Dreams, Books, Power, and Walls. This song's by 잔나비, and it's not as positive. But where it lacks in positivity, it makes up for with relatability, because the protagonist of this song is singing, why did we have to grow up? All right, let's listen. 없는 게 메릿, None the Better, or Courage by 옥상 달빛, followed by 잔나비 and their song, 꿈과 책과 힘과 벽, Dreams, Books, Powers, and Walls. 없는 게 메릿이라네. 젊음이라네, we just heard 잔나비 with their song 꿈과 책과 힘과 벽, Dreams, Books, Power, and Walls. I really am digging that title. And before that, it was 옥상 달빛 with 없는 게 메릿, or None the Better, Courage. All right, let me just quickly remind you before moving on about our daily prize draw. Send your messages on Kong. Comment on our SNS posts, write on any of the message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr. Or if you're in Korea, you could even send me a text to sharp8150. And this will automatically enter you into our daily prize draw. Prize winners are selected each day after the show. So if you have sent in any feedback, don't forget to check the notice section on our webpage. If you see your screen name or part of your phone number on the prize winners lists, congratulations. Send us your shipping info via email so that we can send you your prize as soon as possible. And now, the next song I have for you. Here's Panic with 내 낡은 서랍 속에 바다, The Sea in My Worn Drawer. You're listening to One Fine Day with Lena Park on KBS World Radio. Reruns of One Fine Day are aired multiple times throughout the day, and you can catch them on our website or via our mobile apps like Kong and KBS World Radio On Air. Our broadcast timetable is available on the website and on these apps, so please take a look. Past episodes of the program are also available to stream in the Listen Again menu on our website or via podcast as well, which means you can listen to us whenever you'd like, wherever you are. All you have to do is look us up wherever you get your podcasts. But please remember that the songs we play on the show are not included on the podcasts due to copyright reasons. All right, I will be right back with today's Parallel Universe after one more song break. Here is Linus' Damyor, Linus' Blanket, with the song Love Tide. After that, we'll listen to the Barbarettes with Fisherman. They're different, but not entirely. Two different songs from two different parts of the world. It's like they belong to a parallel universe. It's time to listen to a couple of songs that are seemingly nothing alike, but actually somewhat similar in one way or another upon closer inspection. One K-pop track and one non-K-pop track. It's Parallel Universe. Today, we will listen to two songs that share the title, Stay the Night. First, we will listen to the K-pop song entitled Stay the Night by Gray. Gray is known as an all-around musician. He can produce and write, compose, rap, sing, and then some. And he has developed this very signature, trendy, very sophisticated sound over the years. He is our go-to when you want to, like, know the musical trends, right? His song, Stay the Night, was written for the soundtrack of a popular webtoon back in 2020. Gray produced it himself, and it features his label mate DeVita on the vocals. Now here is a bit of the song's lyrics. Everything you do is amazing every single day. Every move I make, every step I take, I think of you, and I can't fall asleep. Won't you stay? I still have more to say. I don't want to send you home. I want you to be my girl. Very simple, simple love song. And, you know, we have to keep it simple for the message of the webtoon or the drama that's unfolding. So you want to have that in the background there. But it's going to be a nice song. And for our non-K-pop song, we will listen to Stay the Night. The British DJ Sagala and British YouTuber, singer, and internet personality Talia Marr. Sagala debuted with a bang in 2015 with his debut single, Easy Love, which famously sampled ABC by the Jackson 5. And it topped the UK singles chart, the UK dance chart, and the UK indie chart. He's since had 8 songs peak within the top 10 on that UK singles chart. Now, as for Talia Marr, she's been an internet star since 2016 and made her debut as a recording artist in 2017. The two joined hands to release this song, Stay the Night, as a single just last month. And the song goes like this. Stay the night. We can bring the music back to life, just you and I. Stay the night, even if we both get lost inside the lights, we'll be all right. Feels like we're back in July and we're touching down on the island. Still got that look in your eye. I feel like you just left the room. You're right here, and I'm missing you. Oh, I love you so much that even you're right here. I'm missing you. Very, very romantic. All right, let's listen to these two romantic songs back to back right now. Incidentally, they are also both collaborations between a male producer and a female vocalist, another parallel there. First up, Stay the Night by Gray featuring DeVita, and then it's Sagala and Talia Marr with Stay the Night. We just heard Stay the Night by Sagala and Talia Marr, and before that, Stay the Night by Gray featuring DeVita. Those were the Parallel Universe songs of the day. Now, in part two of the show, I'll be joined by singer-songwriter Cho Hyung-woo for our Friday segment, Word of the Week. This is where we pick a fun keyword or theme to discuss and choose some songs about. Let me wrap up part one of the show. Here's Tomorrow by Together with their song, Our Summer. Welcome to part two of One Fine Day with Lena Park, if you're just tuning in. Singer-songwriter Cho Hyung-woo and I are about to get started on this week's Word of the Week, so I hope you stay tuned. Although today's show has been pre-recorded, I hope that doesn't stop you from dropping by to say hello or leaving a comment or question. If you're listening with the Kong app, write your message in the box at the bottom of the screen, in between that pause button and musical note icon. You can also use any of the message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or leave your stories as comments on our posts on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day and Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. If you are in Korea, feel free to text me at sharp 8150 as well. It'll be 50 won per SMS and 100 won per MMS message. All right, let's take a song break to give Hyungwoo a chance to get settled in here. First up, it is Hyunin and Changwoo with Blue Moon. After that, Mamamoo with their song Gogo Bebe. Sometimes all it takes is a single word to remind us of a memory we didn't even know we had, to take us on a long journey on a random train of thought, to make us paint an elaborate picture in our heads, or to bring to our minds a string of wonderful songs. It's time for Word of the Week. Welcome to Word of the Week. Every Friday, we take a single keyword or theme and let it bring back to our minds songs we haven't heard in a while, or it gives us a push to explore new songs and just talk about the memories, the thoughts, the songs that come into our heads right away. Now, joining me here in the studio is singer-songwriter Cho Hyung-woo.
Hello!
Welcome, Hyung-woo.
Hi, Luna.
How has your week been?
Have you been busy? Yes, kind of.
I saw you had this really crazy bike ride on your social media.
Oh, yes.
You look like you fainted.
Yes. Just like I mentioned last week, yes. I went on bike riding with my friends on Saturday. And it was like a beautiful day.
Yes,
and
it was
morning,
gorgeous.
Yes, it was. Uh-huh. And basically, my friends all have like, you know, like expensive, fancy, like carbon, like cycling bikes.
Oh, they're like hardcore.
Yes. And I have like a little, you know, beginner.
A little bike that you bought just to maybe kind of
thing.
Run around a little bit, exercise a little.
And my friends all have like, you know, they're like muscle guys.
Yeah.
And I had to follow them. Like 30 kilometers.
I mean, honestly, you highlighted your route. Just seeing your route.
Yes.
I almost fainted.
It was long.
Just thinking about it made me tired.
Yes, it was long.
But you did it and you finished it?
Yes, I finished it.
Weren't you, weren't you very sore the next day?
It was, but it felt really good, actually.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like sweating.
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
I wish I knew what that felt like.
Yeah. I haven't been exercising for like ages.
I think your body needed a little kickstart to jolt of energy.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
So during the last couple of months, I've gained a bit of weight. So I'm trying to,
you don't look it at all.
Because we meet
every week. Oh, that's true.
I see myself like every day.
That's true. I don't notice either. Yeah.
Me neither.
Just look the same. It's too gradual.
Yeah, it is.
But going out for bike rides with groups of friends, not only that, but people are out and about everywhere now because of the relaxed restrictions. And in fact, one of the things we're seeing on social media that people are most excited about is our keyword today.
It is, actually.
Yes. And can you introduce it?
Yes. Today's Word of the Week is movie theater.
Movie theater. 영화관.
영화관. Yay.
We can go now.
Yes.
Right? Social distancing rules started to ease here in Korea, and so many people have been returning to the movies, going to the movies. And so the movie theaters are so chock full. the biggest news these days right now, mm-hmm. the Roundup, 범죄도시.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Passed 1,000,000
uh-huh.
sales.
Oh, did it? Oh, my gosh.
It's breaking all these records.
Oh, my gosh. I have watched it, actually.
Dad, did you watch
yes,
it?
Yes, yes, yes.
See, I didn't watch one. I want to watch one. Do you have to watch one first?
Or it's not necessary? You don't really. It's not that necessary, okay. but because one is, you know, yeah. it's really interesting movie,
yes,
too.
I heard so. It's really good.
So when I went on camping like a couple of weeks ago,
yeah.
all my friends were like, "Hyung, you didn't watch what, like 범죄도시
Yeah, so everyone says that to me too.
Yeah, they played it for me, so
oh,
I watched
so
it.
Oh, so you got to watch it.
You know, in the camping site.
I'm waiting because I need subtitles.
Oh,
it's
yes.
too hard for me to understand the way they speak, and then all this Chinese comes out and.
Actually, the movie, like, it doesn't really matter because,
it
you know,
matter.
It's all
oh, it's
about
all action.
The Ma Dong-seok
yeah.
like, you know, beating
and, like,
up the guy, bad
beating
guy.
Up guys. Guys beating each other up.
Yeah.
That's true, that's true.
But
maybe
I
should just watch it.
Yeah,
don't wait for subtitles.
Yeah, but I have a bad hearing, too.
Yeah.
You know, Korean movies.
Right.
I always need, like, subtitles
yeah,
when I watch.
Yeah, because the dialogue,
like,
it just goes... And it goes by so fast.
Yes,
And
yes.
then when we sit at home watching OTT sites or watching
have, like,
on TV or our computer,
yes.
I, like, pause, rewind. What
oh.
they say again? Pause, rewind.
I do that, too.
One more time. Pause, rewind. So you can't do that in the movie theater. But the movie theater is another experience that's
yes.
all in of itself and experience.
Yeah.
We're going to start things off with a song that our OFD listeners do actually hear every Tuesday. It is the beginning of this song is the background music intro for our Tuesday segment.
I heard.
And this is a fantastic song and it is called 영화관,
uh-huh.
which is exactly our keyword
yes.
today. Cinema or movie theater. So both Hyungwoo and I picked it and we thought mm-hmm. let's start things off with it. Here is 영화관, Cinema by Zion T. We just listened to Zion T's 영화관, Cinema. I love the lyrics of this
Such
song.
Such a nice movie. Music.
It's a double metaphor because they're in a movie theater and it's dark, but then he's looking at his like object of affection.
Yes.
And he says that looking at her or looking at you is like looking at a movie. In a theater. I'm just so focused on you.
I see.
I can't wait to hear what you say next.
Ooh.
I'm in suspense.
Yes.
Really gorgeous stuff.
And the
going
music
on.
Is got some kind of atmosphere.
Yeah.
It almost sounds like, mm-hmm. you know, some 90s movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes,
definitely.
Yes.
It's got a little retro going on in there and has this like beautiful, yeah, it's got a beautiful bossa nova
yes.
rhythm in there too. It was well done.
Oh.
And it's so exciting. Did
Such
you go
a nice.
To a movie theater recently?
Yeah, so I watched 범죄도시 and I watched, you know, the Doctor Strange, you know, Benedict Cumberbatch.
You're so lucky.
Thing.
I got so busy that missed it.
You were like really, really busy during the...
right when Doctor Strange was out.
Yes.
And I was so sad because I was waiting and waiting for it.
I see.
And I watched all the TV shows that you have to
related
watch.
Related with it.
Yes. And I was ready. I was all caught up.
Yes.
And then I missed it.
The WandaVision was crazy.
WandaVision was,
it was
probably
crazy.
My favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's my favorite. Especially because they parody all these TV shows throughout the decades.
Yes.
And I grew up with those TV
yes,
shows.
Yes, yes, yes.
So it was so well done.
It was so well done.
But yeah, I missed that. So I'm waiting for that to come back.
Because
you know how they a lot of movies come back and then they'll show it on IMAX
again.
Oh, yes,
yes, yes, yes.
But in the meantime, I'll wait. I'm very patient.
Mm-hmm.
But I did get to see my last movie I saw was the latest Spider-Man movie.
Oh.
And I'm so glad I watched it in the theater.
In the theater.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. And you got to watch the Roundup.
Uh-huh.
Is it worth it seeing in the theater? You have to see it in theater?
I think
so. Some movies
so.
Are like that.
Yes,
yeah.
I think so. Mm-hmm. It's too scary. You
yeah,
know, the
it?
Sounds and the
it's
action.
True.
It's like...
A lot of sensory overload going on in the theater.
It's cruel.
It's cruel.
I was like, oh my God. Like, I'm so scared.
Oh no.
Yeah, but, you know, that's the whole point of the cinema. So.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. I honestly believe that some movies you have to watch in the theater.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
I think so.
Some of them you have to watch in the
yes.
theater. Yes. Like rom-coms... Like, I don't have to watch it in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
I can just watch it at home and it's still very enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
But like one of the movies, I actually saw it at home first on streaming site.
Oh, yes.
And Dune.
Dune.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I watched it and I'm like, wow, that was amazing.
Yes.
But I think we have to go to the theater.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then it got re-released.
Mm-hmm.
And then so.
Oh, yeah, I remember
and
that.
Then we were just like looking for a seat, some sort of 6 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. We don't care, you know, in the middle of Gyeonggi
yes,
province.
Yes, yes.
We went out there and I watched it. And it was still different.
Oh, it was so good.
There was so much dialogue.
Yes.
That was much more in your face. Mm-hmm, it's so loud that I couldn't hear when I was at home.
I see. Yes.
And then just being kind of immersed
in the music and
the music.
Vision.
Yeah. Oh. So that was one that I'm like, okay,
yes.
Definitely have to watch in the theater.
It's almost like some kind of like space fantasy, but in the form of documentary, like
yeah.
It was really interesting.
It was so well done.
Yes.
Beautiful world making there. And with the special effects these days,
mm-hmm.
sometimes you really just have to see it
oh, yes,
in the movie theater.
Yes, yes, yes.
And even dramas, too. They're
even
different.
Dramas, too.
You're much more immersed.
Yes. I like watching, like, movie, mm-hmm. you know, music-related movies. In,
oh.
Yeah.
And there was some huge music-related hit movies.
Yes.
Bohemian Rhapsody comes to
mind.
Oh,
yeah.
Apparently that was amazing.
That was
in
amazing.
In the theater.
That was, I think I watched it in the theater too.
People
yes,
people said
yes.
It was like being at a live concert.
Yeah, it was
wow.
like that. Oh my God.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, so there is something special about the movie theater that we really missed.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that so many people miss, and we are seeing lots of people post pictures of themselves eating popcorn.
Oh, true.
Because even if you went to the movie theater,
you
could not eat or drink anything. Maybe
mm-hmm.
just water, like, you know, put your mask down
yeah.
a little bit. But now you can actually buy popcorn.
Oh, yes, yes.
So I brought in a song in honor of that happy, you know, the joy of being able to eat popcorn again.
Mm.
And it's Daybreak, and it is called Popcorn.
Oh, really?
Let's listen.
Yay.
We just listened to Daybreak's song, Popcorn.
Wow.
Pop, pop, pop. I love it.
It really sounds like popcorn.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
They're so smart.
They're so
They're
great.
Such smart musicians.
Yeah.
I love their stuff.
Mm.
Do you like popcorn?
I like popcorn, yes. Mm-hmm. You know, who hates it? But, but, I like to...
Do you eat, like, other things at the movie theater?
Yeah, like,
in Korea, they have, like, the cuttlefish.
Yes, yes.
Squid?
This butter ojingeo thing.
That's right. Butter ojingeo. And then sometimes there's, like, nachos.
Yes, nachos
sometimes hot
too.
Dogs.
Actually, I really love to buy some other treats or, you know, like mm-hmm. hamburgers or hot dogs,
yeah.
you know, around the, like,
yeah.
you know, movie theater.
Uh-huh.
I think, yeah, as long as I know, I think we are all allowed to do that. So,
maybe. I'm know. Not sure. In the States,
sure.
when I was growing up,
yeah.
You weren't allowed to, so we would sneak
I
it
see.
In.
I see.
Especially in theater, popcorn is popular, but also candy was really popular.
I see.
So there was these favorite candies I loved,
mm-hmm.
Especially like these red licorice sticks
mm-hmm.
and then like those sour gummies.
Yes.
And there was this special candies, malted balls, like, and they were always like $2-3 more expensive if you buy it in the movie
uh-huh,
theater.
Uh-huh.
So we would just go to like
to
a store, grocery store.
Candy store,
we buy it and
store.
Hide in our bags
yes,
and
yes,
sneak
yes.
it in. But everybody did that.
Mm-hmm.
And then once in a while, we feel bad. So then, of course, we'll buy
yes.
popcorn there.
Popcorn's nice.
I love popcorn.
You know, like
but
sweet popcorn is really nice. You know, like the caramel.
Yeah, so sweet popcorn is very popular here.
Uh-huh.
But my favorite popcorn is the very salty.
Salty.
Extremely buttery.
Like yellowy.
Yes, yellowy.
Yes,
yellowy,
yes.
buttery popcorn.
Yes.
And in the States, they actually had these machines that you could add butter. You just pump it.
Oh my God.
And we would just pump, 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 pump. You know how sometimes you can pump ketchup?
Yeah.
You know, those big dispensers?
Wow.
They had butter.
Yes, yes, yes.
And you're just...
Oh my God.
all over the popcorn. Your hands got all greasy.
We should introduce it to Korea too.
Please.
That's so nice. Oh my
God. So that's I'm kind of sad that I don't get to get that greasy, horrible popcorn.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of hot dog too.
I do too. I love the hot dogs.
Yes.
I mean, it's sort of ghetto, but I mean, there's something about buying it there and eating it there while you're waiting for the movie. But you have to be careful when you eat popcorn, because if it's too quiet, then you chewing on your snacks is too loud.
Yes.
I wait for like an explosion. It's like and then also another thing that we can't ignore about movies being musicians is of course the music and all the amazing
soundtracks
that we have that come out of movies. Like, it's just sometimes you hear a song, it like kind of like drama OSTs, but even more so.
Yeah,
it just becomes forever associated with the images or the story in the movie that you saw.
It's just the song, just one song, brings the whole movie. Like,
absolutely,
you know, the storyline.
I was a huge fan of OSTs or movie soundtracks.
Yes,
but not only songs, but the score itself.
Oh yeah,
and I used to collect them.
I would
listen to the orchestral scores because there's just something so dramatic, and there was such, it's such a different art form.
Yes, it is.
And I always had this one rule where I would always stay till the very, very end of the credits. Like, they turn on the lights, they want to kick you out, but I have to stay
to see the
music. And then I, you know, when I went to UCLA, there I took a film musicology course, and then the professor, he said the music composer is the only one who is working his butt off till the very, very end, last minute of the credits.
Wow.
You know?
Yes.
Because there's music. The music is recorded live.
Yes.
Even timed to the credits. And as soon as the credits end, the music has to end. And the conductor is recording and live conducting that. Yeah. So he is sweating and working his butt off till the very last minute of the movie when the last thing comes up, right?
That's a new idea.
So he said, so you want to respect your film composers. Stay till the end of the credits. So I always did that.
I see.
I thought, in light of the wonderful songs that have come out of movies, I picked a personal favorite of mine from a very classic Korean movie here. You picked one too.
Yes, actually.
An OST song.
Yes.
What song did you bring in?
I brought a song called 풍문으로 들었어 by 장기하와 얼굴들.
Oh.
Yeah. It just, you know, the song is like a remake of some retro music.
And
as soon as we play it, we see, you know, that Choi Min-sik 선배님's face and like, you know, the gangster.
Yes. It just totally
scene.
It just brings it to your head.
Yes.
Those images, the actors,
the slow-mo of the guys like walking in like, you know, some retro suit.
Totally.
Yes.
It's so true. It's the power of music.
Yes.
I brought in one from, you know, my dearly departed friend, Bang Joon-seok. And it was from the movie Radio Star. And it's one of his classics. My fans know that this is one of my 최애 songs.
Yes.
It's 비와 당신, Rain in You. Performed by actor Park Joon-hoon from the movie.
Oh, that's
it's
a good version.
Great version, right?
Great version.
So I thought, you know what? A little tribute to OST. Let's listen to these songs together.
Oh, that's nice.
All right. So first we'll listen to 풍문으로 들었어, Heard It Through the Grapevine by 장기하와 얼굴들, and then it is Park Joon-hoon with 비와 당신, Rain and You. We just listened to actor Park Joon-hoon's version of 비와 당신, Rain and You. And this is the rock version that he sang retro in the beginning of the movie when he was a big star. And then, of course, he, you know, doesn't meet, time is not kind to him. And that's how the movie starts out.
I still cannot believe that this is like a movie OST.
Yeah.
Yeah, it almost feels like, you know, it really existed
That's true. That's true. Because,
and, you know.
Exactly. It's just, it sounds like maybe there was a singer.
Yeah.
That was
Park Joon-won. Used to be like, yeah.
Right?
Like,
and then this was his hit song. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
It's an amazing song.
But yeah, two really different moods. And that's how many diverse moods we get from movie OSTs. Mm-hmm. And generally speaking, what kind of movies are you a fan of?
I think
I just like this and that.
Yeah.
Or do you have a particular genre that you like?
You know, the movies that I always like remember and I say as like a favorite movies, it's always like music, like
music related.
You know, like
Yokshi, you are a musician.
Yes, yes. Or like Star Is Born. I was like crying
Star
when Lady
Born.
Gaga was singing the last, you know, theme.
Gosh,
I was
me
like,
too. How could you not cry? It's so true.
Yeah.
So true. You know, actually, what's so strange is one of my favorite music related movies is sort of twisted, is The Piano.
Ah.
Have you ever watched that? It's quite an old movie. I was in high school and I saw it in the movie theater.
Yes.
But And it's about this lady who is, I think she is deaf or mute. She's mute.
Mute.
And she kind of self-taught herself on the piano, but she doesn't play standard-like because she was
like,
never properly trained.
Yes, no.
So it's sort of outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
And the music was composed, I think, by Michael Nyman. It was, he was a New Age artist and he's a new classical film composer.
I see.
The music just entranced me. I was obsessed with it for a long time. I bought the music sheet music.
I see.
I learned how to play all her songs on the piano.
Scores, like...
I used to play it all the time.
That's amazing.
Because it just took me to a new place. Yeah, so it's really kind of, it was an indie movie.
Maybe I should check it out.
Yeah. At least check out the movie, but at least definitely check out the music.
Mm-hmm, the music.
It's amazing.
I see.
It's just so outside of the box, so unusual.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to, you know, write for this character who had no formal training.
Mm.
So, yeah. But other than that, I'm not really as... I love musicals.
Yes. Musicals, too.
But my favorite genre is, hands down, it's no secret, is fantasy and science fiction.
Science fiction. Oh, sci-fi.
And
nice.
I've always just loved fantasy science fiction.
Yes.
The very first movie I ever remember seeing in the movie theater was an animated fantasy movie called The Last Unicorn.
The Last
Unicorn. And it was
unicorns.
Like, unicorns and magic and, you know, fantastical
I
beasts.
See.
And then that was it. That was, I never went back. And then my parents told me, actually, the first movie I ever saw in the theater in 1978 when I was 2 years old was Star Wars.
Oh!
So it was already
so
destined.
That's why
I was
it's
destined.
Like a destiny.
You know, at that early age, all I was absorbing was you know, space and the final frontier and like, you know, unicorns and anything that's just not of this world. You know, so I don't
sci-fi
know
sci-fi is really nice because it's like creative and it reflects our life and controversies that are
it
happening.
It asks questions about
what if.
Yes, and that is the best thing. And in fact, there was a long time, SF is known as science fiction, but SF is also known as speculative fiction, which means we're going to make it in like some other reality, technology, and ask questions. We're going to speculate.
Yes.
What if the entire world was run by robots? Something like
yes,
that,
yes,
you know,
something like that.
To force us to ask human questions.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a great...
It's really interesting.
Yeah.
Yes.
I brought in a song just because I have such a nostalgia. Because when I was young, we would only go to the matinees because it was half price of normal admission if you go early in the day. And there's a song about it in a famous song by Lee Moon-se.
Very famous song.
So well, let's listen. It's 조조 할인 or Early Morning Discount featuring 이적. That was 조조 할인, which is what a matinee is called. And for our young listeners, what is a matinee?
Yes.
Can you explain what is a 조조 할인? Did they even have it when you were little?
I think they did.
They did, but you don't
remember.
I
don't remember, but I never did it. And basically, if you go to movie theater you know.
Early.
Early.
Usually, so say a movie plays 5 times throughout the day.
Mm.
If you make it on the first 2 showings,
yes.
Like 10 a.m.,
like
lunchtime.
Like, I don't know, like 8:45?
Very early.
Yeah, very early.
Then you get half off discount.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in college.
Yes.
I would have, you know how our classes are all different schedules. Some days you don't have class. Mm-hmm. Some days you have a break.
Different buildings
and stuff. And I was at UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
And right in front of UCLA, that's where they have all the movie premieres.
Yeah.
So there's like 6 movie theaters all in walking distance.
So that's like the coolest place ever.
So cool.
Around.
I just, on my class is finished or I have a break,
mm-hmm.
I would do Jojo Hari. I just go to a matinee.
Oh, that's
cool. Do you know how much it costs? It costs $2.50
really?
For the matinee.
Ooh.
And it usually costs about $7, $8 at nighttime.
I see.
That's really if you go really early.
Yes.
And I just kept watching movie after movie by myself.
Oh.
Do you like watching movies by yourself?
Yes, I do, actually.
It's a different experience,
It's really different. Actually, like, you know, all the movies, all the favorite movies that I really love
mm-hmm.
is the ones that I watched alone, I think.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Because you're just so focused on it.
Yeah. And you can't, you know, grab a water. You don't really want to go to toilet or
that's
something.
True.
You're just, you know.
Immersed
in the movie. So
I mean, that's one experience. Going mm-hmm. with friends or going on a date is mm-hmm. also a great experience,
yeah,
right?
Because it's like a memory, too.
Yeah, it's true. But, there is something that you really remember. You know, is there a movie you remember that you watch by yourself that just really kind of stays in the
memory? So, Star is Born, I watched it alone.
Wow. Oh, that's why.
Yeah, that's why.
Totally inside the movie.
I had like a really good movie theater when I lived with my parents. And there was like, you know, there weren't that many people.
Yeah.
That's why I loved it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's like awesome.
Yeah.
And I remember watching the movie once, mm-hmm. you know, and there was like a beautiful movie theater in the Ewha University. You know, there was like a big campus, the designed multiplex thing.
Yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. ECC thing, I think it's called. And mm-hmm. I went there and I watched it. They heard that it's like a folk music film.
Yeah.
And I watched the intro, the intro theme song, you know, that Glenn Hansard guy was mm-hmm. singing in the street. And I was like, oh my God, this movie is going to change my life. Like, what is this?
That movie changed all of our lives a little bit.
I even visited Dublin because of that movie.
Yeah, you stood in the street.
Yeah, I went there.
Where Glenn Hansard was singing.
Yes, was singing.
Oh, so many good memories.
Yeah, I still remember it.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just the movies that stay with you. Also can be tied to, you know, people that you go with.
Yeah.
Like, I've gone on first dates for movies.
Yes,
like, Iron Man was a first date for me.
Yes,
so every time I see Iron Man, I remember that
I
date.
I see.
You know, and it's a good memory.
Iron Man is the best movie ever.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And then also, rewatching old movies is always kind of nice, too. Revisiting old movies.
Yes, I was interested because they are playing, you know, those retro movies again in the
theater. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I passed by a movie theater in the Central Seoul. They were replaying Gone with the Wind.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like a 4-hour
That's
long
a long movie.
But I mean, the chance to be able to see it digitally remastered in a movie theater.
Ah,
I think it's a wonderful opportunity.
That's going to be nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's old and new,
you
know, romantic or exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we just get to experience so much things when we go to a movie theater.
You know, so Top Gun is coming back, too.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, so
Tom Cruise is quite amazing.
He's amazing.
Props to him. That's a lot of courage he has.
Yes.
I wonder if it's good, but I think that it's been getting good reviews.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. It's time to wrap up our conversation about movies, although we could probably go on for another week.
Yeah, I think so.
We have so many things to talk about. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Listeners, if you guys have anything to share as well, that'd be fantastic.
Please.
About movie theaters. Did you get to eat your popcorn? What kind of popcorn do you like?
You know, best combination.
Yes, absolutely. Give us tips.
Of treats.
And Hyungu brought in one song that we saved for the last, very appropriately, related to movie theaters.
It is literally my favorite song by 엄정화 선배님. And it's called Ending Credit.
Ending Credit.
Yes.
Fantastic.
And
you guys, watch the ending credits.
Yeah.
You learn a lot.
It's something different.
Yeah, it is something different.
When 선배님 like released the song, I was in the same company. So saw all the, you know, working process and everything. I even went to the showcase.
Wow.
Yes.
That's amazing.
It was really amazing.
That was a fantastic track that
she did. It was, you know, every choreography and video, it was beautiful. You know, it almost feels like 엄정화 선배님 looking back her career.
That's true.
Everything.
It felt very personal.
Yeah, and almost, you know, it's like a metaphor of them created.
That a person's going. Life is like a movie
as
well.
Yeah, it's like a movie.
So fantastic.
It was a nice song.
Well, it's going to end out our own little discussion about 영화관 or movie theaters. Thank you so much, Hyungwoo.
Thank you very much. Maybe think about going to the movie theater this weekend.
Yeah. Yay. What a great idea.
Yes. And I'll meet you guys next week.
Thank you, Hyungwoo. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Here's 엄정화 with ending credit. We just listened to Mellow Monks. It was their song 영화관에서 at the cinema. Just a little bit of a bonus track there for you, a cookie, if you will, to conclude our discussion of movie theaters. I think that we're all inspired to look up what is playing in the movie theaters this weekend. Now it's time to wrap up our show. And that is actually the end for this week as well. I hope you all have a fantastic weekend. For our last song, I will say goodbye with Nell. It's Holding On to Gravity. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. Can't wait to see and hear what movie you saw this weekend. Well, thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next Monday.